Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's Sam Wolfson. So I know we've been away for a little while and we are coming back soon with Series 3 proper. But right now I'm standing in the middle of the Abbot Hall in Manchester. We're just packing up from the Vice Census Live, which is a big live show we did here as part of Manchester International Festival. And right now you're going to get to hear a little bit of that. It was panels, it was comedy, and it was really good fun. So here's what it sounded like.
How are you doing, Abbot Hall? You all look very excited, and you should be. My name is Fred McPherson, and I'm here to introduce you to what people are already calling the highlight of this year's MIF, Vice Census Live. For decades, young people have been ignored systematically by political parties, by Brexit, by the media, by festival lineups. Their lives aren't recorded in a meaningful way. The government will ask you whether your house is semi-detached, but not how much rent you might be paying to your crooked landlord. Your ethnicity, but not whether you're into sportswear or straight edge. Your earnings bracket, but not what scares you more, failure or loneliness. A month ago, something monumental happened. Ed Sheeran drop Galway Girl, changed the game forever. And then the general election took us all by surprise. Young people spoke up and the UK listened, or started listening, or started pretending to listen. And that was just the beginning. Today we plan to go much deeper and get into the hearts and minds of what makes young people in this country tick. How many people here voted in last year's referendum? Most, about 70%. Okay, well, that's what we're going to be talking about in our next panel. Turnout in elections, especially young people, and how that's started to change over the last few years. So I'd like to introduce, next up, Michael Bruta, who's a professor of political science and leads the world's largest initiative focusing on the study of electoral psychology. He's conducted two major studies into the votes of young people in both last year's EU membership referendum and this year's general election. So make some noise for Michael Bruta.
I think the narrative is generally true that young people didn't used to vote very much. The part of the narrative that is not true is the part that you did not mention, which is that most people thought that young people were apathetic, and that was never the case. What was really the case was that young people were so disgruntled by the political offer that they couldn't be bothered to vote. And I think that in the last two big votes that we had, both the referendum last year and the general election this year, young people finally thought that they needed, if you want, to mobilize and to go to vote.
Marks out of 10. 10.
Nothing to complain about at all.
It's intriguing. Obviously, like, there's loads of like super divisive conversations going on about Brexit and politics.
I'm sure you didn't spend £5 on your Saturday to come and listen to me talk about Thatcher. Sorry about that. But there is a place in England which isn't filled with darkness, which is actually filled with more joy than you could ever imagine. Now, Adigaland is by far and away the greatest place I've ever visited in my life. It's a theme park, but not in the conventional way that you would see a theme park. Mostly theme parks, you go into Thorpe Park, there's bins filled with wasps and slush puppies, and there's children who are trying to stab you in the inside of your leg because you pushed in front of them at the Colossus, and there's so many queues everywhere, and even though you've got the fast track, there's a queue for the fast track as well. It's a nightmare. But you go to Diggerland and it's just smooth sailing. It's smooth sailing all the way. And there's small diggers. I don't know if you... Can you see the duck? Can you guys see the duck on the bottom? So you can do like a pick up the duck sort of situation with the thing. This duck actually looks like it's been involved in some horrendous sort of BP oil slick disaster off the Gulf of Mexico, sadly. But there's also big diggers.
Society's fault. There's people on the van dying. Just open your eyes and just look. Just open a book and pray for your luck. Left hook, right hook, and there ain't no lives that I took. Like if you want to start a war, I'll walk away and leave them guys shook. For no time for fate, mates. Your G's will be slicing about that they're slicing a piece of cake. Just wait and they be your mates. Your bolts and your sisters turn into snakes. Holes on the bitches. Fuck's sake, fuck the hate. But the world is a lie, get baked. Yo, this world is a mess. Teenagers posting pics of the vixen girls on her chest. To get a few likes on their Insta, love, just give it a rest. Low it, Aspen is the best. So don't push me to the test. 170k on my Insta, not my fault that you got less. So get on your bike. Aspen, so get on your hype. It's wild when I jump on the mic. So I'm that Blackpool bitch. So stop your crap real quick. And if the haters wanna chat shit, my bit, you'll get smacked in your lips. So get a few bars on my notes. Titanic, you sink, I got a boat. You try, get big, I'll be planning the holes. Aspen, she'll die for a vote. So bear man, say that they after me. Without me, it's a catastrophe. Aspen is a masterpiece. No, don't be mad at me. This ain't the last of me. No, this ain't the past of me. It has to be, it has to be. Look, yeah, going in. Look, so 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not stupid, but I feel stupid. Called that February, no, I'm not stupid. I'm improving. Hashtag new shit, talk to me properly. I'm moving. Don't fuck with me, I'm not losing. Flow 6, Sophie, Aspen, I'm beaming. Fear me or not, that's your choosing. Don't talk cast, cause they'll be bruising. You sound old, Benedict. Egg beans on toast, Benedict. You're not a queen like me, you're a bum job seeker. Shall it be me, job benefit? So girls, put down your makeup. No wonder why you always make up. I'm as looking like slugs. I like race, a complete wrong shape, love. But now we'll stop the gas. We won't lie, yeah, we'll talk facts. I'll teach my class, but Aspen, she won't last. Yeah.
Oh, another person we got in the house. Lawrence, the most retired man alive. So if you go through this, we'll go from the top. Firstly, Lawrence has searched his own name to find his Facebook profile. We got a picture of a bird of prey soaring over mountains, new lease of life. Picture of him on a horse, that's a very retired thing to do. That was probably day one or two after the retirement. Got the gold watch, get the fuck on a horse. He's changed where he works to happily retired. Facebook can't deal with this, so he's asking the question, what is your position? What does that mean?
Talk me through what you thought of Joel and his Facebook commentary.
I thought it was really interesting. I also thought it was quite brave that so many people wanted to put themselves up for potential public humiliation. And I thought it was a nice touch of, like, again, engaging backwards with the audience as well.
Were there any of the profiles that you were like, oh, yeah, I've seen that one before?
Probably the wholesome guy with his fiance and the dog.
Is that you two?
No. No. But I have seen a lot of it on my Facebook.
So starting from the right, we've got Hassan Akkad, who arrived in Europe as a refugee from Syria in 2015 and somehow managed to strap a GoPro to himself you had an incredibly perilous journey to get to this country. When you set foot in Europe, do you remember what your first thought was?
My first thought, it was that I didn't feel welcomed at all. It was really? In 2015 and we landed on Lesbos. Before we set foot on the Lesbos island, we were attacked by Greek marine forces trying to cross the Aegean. And our boat, they broke the engine and they literally pointed a gun at us as we were trying to cross from Turkey to Greece. So immediately I was like, oh wow, we're not welcomed here.
Were you prepared for that kind of response?
Not at all, because I thought people knew what's going on. I mean, I was naive enough to think that people in Europe probably know what's going on in Syria. It's the worst geopolitical situation in the world. So maybe we should be treated differently. But I was naive. I was pretty naive because a gun was pointed at us trying to cross the sea. And there was an instant feeling of shock. I was quite shocked by that treatment because I thought that people will, they have watched the news, they knew what's going on, so we will be treated differently.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole thing. It was a very nice contrast between the panels and the other exhibitions, you know, the Photoshop, the Facebook commentary and stuff.
We've been on an incredible journey today. From Syria to Diggerland via Blackpool. Thanks to all our guests who've been amazing. You've been an amazing audience. And it's been great to talk about the world as it is today. We're living in very serious times, but as MIF proves, there's so much culture to be proud of and so much life to live. The future is in your hands. So I hope you walk away from today feeling something. Good luck with the rest of your lives. Cheers.
Everyone's disappeared, so I can't do any more.
I think everyone ran
away.
Well,
hopefully we'll give you enough material.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.